Keith Kramer with Mission Network News. Daniel in the Lion's Den is an ancient account of God intervening to save the life of a faithful believer. But did you know that he still does that today? Standing in the Fire by Tom Doyle of E3 Partners is a collection of true stories that show that God is still performing these miracles today. And if you were inspired by Doyle's book, Killing Christians, you're going to want to read this one too, because both show the resilient faith of new believers from a Muslim background.
Former Muslims that come to faith in Christ, in their DNA from the beginning is stamped on them that it's going to be dangerous, that they could be persecuted by their family. They might even be killed by their family. Honor killings are soaring in the Middle East.
Despite the risk, these people continue to give their lives to God.
I just think from these new believers, we can learn a lot about living boldly for Christ and not living in fear, because God never called us to live that way.
And January was Human Trafficking Awareness Month, but the fight against trafficking doesn't end there. The Jesus Film Project has extended the 31 Days of Compassion through February to collect Magdalena discipleship packs for trafficking victims met through pregnancy and prison ministries. The Jesus Film Project's Nancy Beard explains what Magdalena is about.
Magdalena presents a very clear and simple message about who Jesus is and how he cares for women and wants to heal, forgive, and set them free from whatever circumstances they find themselves in.
The Jesus Film Project wants to distribute at least 100 discipleship packs. They each cost $20. If you want to get behind this initiative, the links and the details are at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network, and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.